One of the first bills ready to be voted on by the full Senate is a bill stopping local governments from regulating sunscreen. It's one of the several preemption bills that have been filed this session. I'm Blaze Ganey. Orange Park Republican Senator Rob Bradley sponsors Senate Bill 172, which prevents cities from banning sunscreen.
People who travel to Florida come here to spend time outside. We're the Sunshine State. Unfortunately, some local governments have considered banning certain types of sunscreen, and Key West actually has done this.
Key West has banned certain sunscreens due to a belief some ingredients harm coral reefs. Bradley doesn't buy it. He cited a state report that was done last year.
They reviewed all these studies about coral reefs and the potential negative effects of oxybenzone and octinoxate. And what they concluded was that any negative effects of those ingredients on coral would happen at concentration levels that are not normally found in nature.
But Key West commissioners want to be able to make their own decision. Here's Florida Association of Counties spokeswoman Jennifer Laxner.
For us, what's important moving forward is just to continue working with the bill sponsors on this issue and on future preemption issues.
Laxner says the sunscreen preemption bill isn't just about sunscreen.
At the heart of the issue is not the preemption itself and the control of the policy. It's more of that the government remain accessible and efficient to the community. Matters can be handled at the local level instead of needing to navigate the state legislative process.
The legislature has overridden local officials on everything from guns to minimum wages. Last year, lawmakers passed a measure that would stop local bans on single-use plastic straws, but it was vetoed by Governor Ron DeSantis.
He sort of backed up the counties being proactive in this issue and gave it some validity.
Senate Bill 172 is on its third reading in the Senate, and the House version is in its third committee stop.